Come back, everybody.
Here we go.
All right, welcome back, everybody, here inside the CN Center. Cougars lose a heartbreaker here tonight, 3-2 against the Penticton Vs, as the late goal proves to be the difference here tonight. Pleased to be joined again by General Manager and Head Coach Mark Lamb. And Coach, you just classify this one as a little bit unlucky at the end. I feel like that's the one thing you can draw it to.
Yeah, we played a solid game. Yeah, very unlucky. Do that play, you know, 50 times, it probably doesn't do that. It just, you know, that's where we're at right now. We got to, you know, it's just things are bouncing the wrong way, and it's, that's what happens, but I really like the effort.
Yeah, and hockey is that kind of a game. When you're winning, you get those kind of breaks, and sometimes when you're, you know, a little bit of a skid, and we haven't seen this from this team, things go against you, but it doesn't take away, as you say, from the effort that the team put forward.
Yeah, no, it was a solid game. It looked a little bit normal on how we play. A lot of guys with good efforts. Yeah, it was just very unlucky there at the end. That's happened to us a few times this year, late in games. We've had some, you know, some weird plays that have happened against us that have went in the net.
Yeah, you look at these last couple of games, it's been a lot of ties through 40 minutes going into the third period. So, again, it just seems like you're right there. And I guess we're kind of beating the same drum, but just some unlucky bounces. And I guess, you know, things like that can happen during a little bit of a skid.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, and you got to fight it. You know, you just got to keep going after it. I think we made strides last night. I think we made strides tonight. And you know, we get a little bit of rest here. We still, you know, Foster, he's, you know, he was puking on the bench all over the place, and then he goes out and fights a guy, and yeah. You know, it's just, we're going through a hard time right now.
Yeah,
and off the ice.
Yeah, it's and those kind of things will happen. And again, you know, from us in the broadcast booth, I think from the fans, you know, we were just stunned the way it ended. Just, and I imagine from the coaching, you're probably thinking, okay, you're starting to think, okay, overtime and everything like that, or unless there was a great scoring opportunity. But that's just the way things go sometimes.
Yeah, that's what happens, and you just got to keep fighting through it. You got to fight through these bad bounces, and you got to wait to the next game and start. And now we'll get out of it. We're starting.
I wanted to ask about Jack Finnegan. He came so close to scoring his first WHL goal. I felt like he was physical all over the ice. Maybe just your thoughts on him as his rookie season has progressed. He's in a bit of an elevated role, right, with Foster and Lajoie. And I guess just your thoughts on Jack, Coach.
Oh, he's played very well. And, you know, Jack, from the start of the year, he's so game. He wants to be a hockey player so bad. And he's improving. You know, he's when he gets out there, you know he's out there. He's all about the team, and I really like a lot that Jack does.
So the equipment arrived late last night after the game, and so you were able to get Josh back into the net, his first action in a month, a comment there.
I thought he was solid. You know, he just looks so, you know, he's just so calm in there, and he's just so big in there. And that's a tough game for him to play, too. Like, you know, talking to him, he said he didn't have a lot of practice time the whole time.
Really?
They only had a certain amount of ice time, and so he didn't get a lot of work.
Mm-hmm. I was just thinking about having him back, right, when you just see him on the ice. You mentioned, like, the calming presence of Josh, and I think, I don't know what it is. Like, it just seems like, whether it's from the group or the fans, like, it just feels like we got our guy back, and it just, the calming presence, I think, speaks volumes.
Yeah, when we have everybody in the right spots, it's a, you know, we're a tough team to play against. And, you know, you can see just some of the little plays. You know, we miss our captain out there.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just the way it is right now. And, you know, some other guys are getting some real good good minutes. You know, the young D played really good again tonight. You know, Cahill, who had a real rough game last night, I thought he really bounced back.
Yeah, and you may get Bauer back on the weekend. Okay, now GM time. It's going to be very busy between now and 5 o'clock tomorrow, the deadline. Can we just assume, even though we don't know which one, you may not even know which one, can we assume, though, that a 20-year-old will be announced tomorrow joining the Prince George Cougars?
Oh, who knows? The way this thing is thing is going, you just never know. And you're seeing the, you know, the crazy trades that are happening right now, they're just mind-boggling.
Yeah, I talked to Bob Simmons live between periods, and you're going to be huddling with him shortly. And he says, I can assure you we're not going to mortgage the future, even though they're high prices. We want to upgrade our team, but not at the sacrifice of the future of this hockey team.
Yeah, this hockey team's in a really good spot right now. The hockey department, the drafts, the players that we have, the future that we have, and there's a lot of guys mortgaging the future. And you know, I said it last night, everyone does their own business, and we try hard to make the right deals and make the fair deals. But when you're given two first round picks, eight pieces, and you're gutting your lineup for 1 year, and you really don't know what happens with this landscape. You make those trades and they may leave, like what happened to us last year with Reish, and that's probably going to happen a lot more this year. So we're very careful.
Right. Can we ask it this way? How many players have you sort of identified that you're going to make phone calls on tomorrow?
Well, lots. It's really not players sometimes. It's just teams. And different players are falling off the trees. Some teams are making these big trades, and they might have too many players now. So I expect tomorrow to, who knows, I think it's going to be busy.
Okay. And would you lean more talking to the East than the West, or does it not matter?
Oh, it doesn't matter. No, okay. We're looking for the right players for our fit. And like I said, we like we like a lot of our players, and we're not going to mortgage some of these young guys to just take a run at it, because when we get everybody together, we're a real good team, but we want to make our team better yet.
Yeah, well said. And we've seen that in the whole first half of the regular season. Mark Lamb, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tomorrow on deadline day, and also best of luck this weekend whenever it comes into town.
All right, thanks guys.
Thank you.
GM and head